What happens if my loved one's health worsens in memory care? When you place a parent in memory care, the question you're really asking is what happens later. Dementia and Alzheimer's don't stand still. Your mom may be stable today and need more support 6 months from now. So families touring the Sarah House at Old Tomoka Road in Ormond Beach often ask the same thing in slightly different ways. If she gets worse, do we have to move her again? Here is how we handle declining health in our memory care home, drawn from 20 years of caring for residents through every phase of dementia. Memory care that adapts to decline our Old Tomoka Road home is built specifically for residents through all phases of dementia, and that matters. When your loved one's condition progresses, the staff who already know her, the room she already knows, and the routines she relies on stay the same. Our caregivers tailor daily activities to each resident, including physical activity and approaches that engage all five senses. As needs shift, those daily plans shift with them. The goal stays the same throughout: dignity, independence wherever possible, and a sense of purpose in each day. Memory care staffing around the clock decline rarely announces itself in advance. A resident who walked steadily last month may need closer support this month, and we are staffed for that reality. Our memory care team is on site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with caregivers who have a minimum of 5 years of senior care experience before joining us. Personal assistance with daily needs, medication management, as-needed dining help, and daily housekeeping are all part of how we work, not extras to negotiate. When a resident needs more hands-on support, our team is already in the building. Dining adjusted as memory care needs change, eating habits change as dementia progresses, and we adjust without making it a production. Our chef cooks home-style meals from scratch in the building, and our caregivers offer hydration and healthy snacks throughout the day. Residents are welcome to eat breakfast after 9 a.m. or have a sandwich at 10:30 p.m., whatever suits them. Our caregivers are trained to watch for changes in behavior or mental status that might affect appetite, and to ensure each resident gets the nutrition and hydration they need. When a resident needs as-needed dining assistance, that is part of our memory care, not a separate service. Visiting health care for memory care residents when your loved one's health declines, leaving the building for medical visits, can be disorienting and exhausting. We coordinate a network of professionals who come to the resident instead. That includes visiting elder care physicians, a podiatrist, lab services, home health, pharmacy, and hospice. Residents can also keep their existing healthcare providers if they prefer. Your mom should not be moved across town for routine care when the people who provide it can come to her. Visiting health care for memory care residents when a resident's condition shifts, families want to know quickly and clearly. We keep you informed with 24-hour communication, daily and weekly updates, and family meetings whenever a real conversation is needed. We also support families through transition, acceptance, and acclimation when circumstances change. Visiting hours run from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can designate an essential caregiver for additional in-person time. Our visitation policy also explicitly accommodates end-of-life situations, residents making major medical decisions, residents experiencing emotional distress, and residents who need queuing or encouragement to eat or drink. Conclusion: the families who do best are the ones who plan for change instead of being surprised by it. To talk through your loved one's situation or schedule a tour of our Old Tomoka Road home, call us at 386-223-1785 or visit DaytonAssistedLiving.com. FAQs: will our parents need to move if dementia progresses? Old Tomoka Road is designed for all phases of dementia, so most residents can stay in the same home as their needs change. Is hospice care available on site? Yes, hospice is supported at our memory care home, so residents do not need to be moved when comfort care begins. Can our parents keep their current doctor? Yes. Residents are welcome to continue with existing health care providers, and we coordinate with visiting physicians, podiatry, home health, lab, pharmacy, and hospice on site. How will we know if our parent's condition is changing? We provide 24-hour communication, daily and weekly updates, and family meetings whenever needed. Our visitation policy specifically accommodates major medical decisions and emotional distress.